This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you so much for joining me again for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast. And I want to take a second just out of the gate to remind everybody, and this is for you folks who have been listening from the very, very beginning, as well as for some of you newer folks, I want to remind you, and me really, of the purpose of this podcast. Believe it or not, this podcast is not here to educate you or to inspire you. I know you might learn new things or hear an episode that really inspires you, but that's not why we are here. Because information and inspiration, they're everywhere. They are all around us. And we're also not here to identify the perfect path to health or fat loss and then painstakingly try to achieve perfection every day. Nope. We are here. The purpose of this podcast, the purpose of the time that we spend together, is to identify potential improvements for you and then make them one at a time and monitor their impact on us, on you. Whatever change you make, have it be an improvement for you. See what happens, see how you feel, and then practice consistency when you find one that works for you. An improvement for you. That might be that you decide to get more sleep, or you decide to increase your exposure to sunlight, or start prioritizing a fat loss breakfast, or get consistent with those golden rules of carbs and fat loss. This podcast is a tool meant to be customized by you for you based on where you are in your journey. You do not have to take action on every episode. You certainly don't have to eat perfectly, and you don't have to agree with everything I say. But you do have to do something. Thinking, pondering, planning, being inspired, it's not going to improve your health. In fact, it might make you a little bit crazy because we spend more time thinking than we do doing, acting, making changes, and then we're just putting more mental pressure on ourselves and never really putting anything into consistent practice. So you don't have to do everything, but you need to do something. And then most importantly, you need to pay attention to how it makes you feel. And if it makes you feel good, you need to practice consistency, right? When people say that they feel stuck or lost or motivated or unmotivated, sorry, and they don't know where to start, I remind them of this. All you got to do is identify one potential improvement that you are able and willing to make and focus on that thing and how it makes you feel. So anyway, I just wanted to kind of remind everybody of that. I think it's really important because sometimes we just get in the mode of educate ourselves, inspire ourselves, and we leave out that critical component of taking action in a way that makes sense for where you are in your journey. But let's move forward with today's episode, which will be short and to the point, which is generally how I like it. Something has been coming up over and over again in my inbox, and I want to get it out there into the world. I imagine that if you and I were friends having coffee, this would be one of those things where I'd be like, can I just get something off of my chest that I wish everybody knew and understood? And if everybody knew and understood this thing and implemented its power, they would transform in short order. So here's what's on my mind. And I want everybody to really let it sink in. If you've heard me talk about this before, then use this opportunity to say, what am I doing about it? What can I do about it? And if this is new to you, ask the same question. What can I do with this information? So here it is. You need to be careful. You need to be careful because the lies you tell yourself will become your truths. Whether the lies you tell yourself are I can't, or I don't, or I won't, or I'm not motivated, or it's too hard, or I'm out of control, the lies you tell yourself will become your truths. And when you tell yourself that you are out of control, whether it is true or not, it will become your truth if you keep saying it. If you tell yourself that you have no self-control, be careful. That will become your truth, right? We live into and up to our expectations of ourselves. I don't know how many of you guys are sports fans, but even if you're not, I'm sure you've heard about great teams that play lesser teams, and those are their worst games. And people say it's because they're playing down to the competition. And generally speaking, people will play better, teams will play better against competition that is better than they are than they will against competition that is worse than they are, which is kind of counterintuitive because you would think that if there's this great basketball team, for example, and they're playing against a really terrible team, that that's when they're going to be able to run their plays and execute and make these fancy shots because they're not really being defended all that well. But that's not what we see. People play down to the level of their competition, or they rise to the level of their competition. And this plays out in our own lives, in our own heads, all the time, based on our thoughts and our words. You are either raising your bar or you are lowering it based on how you talk to yourself, how you talk to others about yourself. If you tell yourself lies, if you say things that are not true, or you don't want them to be true, they will, in time, become your truth. When you say that you go off the rails every weekend, you are playing down to that expectation, right? That will become your truth. When you say that once you start indulging, you just can't stop, that is your low expectation, and you will play down to that level. It will become your truth because it's the expectation that you are setting. And every time you say that, you are reinforcing that pattern of behavior, right? As you say these things out loud, as you complain about them to your friends, as you think them, ask yourself, is this how I want to define my behavior, my choices, my actions? Is this how I want to prescribe my actions? Is this an instruction I want to give myself or not? Because these things, these thoughts, these words, they're not only descriptive, they're also prescriptive. You are prescribing a type of behavior. You are giving your brain an instruction. Is that the instruction manual you want for yourself? You are creating it with your thoughts and your words. We create the instruction manual for our choices and our behaviors with our thoughts and words. They inform our behavior and are the primer for our choices. The great news is this can also work in your favor because the way you communicate with yourself will become your truth. So when you say, I am in control of my choices regardless of my feelings, that becomes your truth. When you say, I make hard choices to create an easier life, that becomes your truth. When you say, I'm committed to choosing what I want most over what I want now, that becomes your truth. When you say, I pay attention to my choices and I choose what will make me feel my best, that becomes your truth. So it's powerful. It is a sword that cuts both ways. One of the single most high impact changes you can make is to pay attention to the instructions you are giving your brain, to what you are creating, establishing as your truth. They teach in the book, The Four Agreements, to be impeccable with your word. And your word includes your thoughts, because you are either with your words, your thoughts, you are either forging a path to your own destruction or a path towards your success. These thoughts, these words, they really, really matter more than most people understand. And if you understood just how powerful they are, you would change in an instant. This is one of the single most effective ways to cracking your potential wide open. And I'll tell you how I do this in my own life. And it's different now than it was a couple of years ago. But one of the ways I implement this on a daily basis is in the gym. It was not that long ago, I would say just over a year ago, when I was working out with my friend and personal trainer, Nathan. Nathan's been on the show. I've talked about him a lot. Just over a year ago, when I was training with him, I would routinely look at him in a workout when it was super hard and I was exhausted and sucking wind, you know, hands on my knees. And he'd be cheering me on in his very measured way like he does. And I would look at him and say, I can't, I can't. Or I'd say, I'm dying. Or I would just cuss. And implied in that cuss was like, screw this. I can't. I'm done. And of course, I wasn't dying. And of course, I could do it. I didn't want to. It was hard. But that messaging, I can't, I'm dying, or just cursing, that did not encourage me to push through those hard moments. It did not encourage me to reach new limits. It talked me into taking a break, giving up, or giving in. So now, when I work out, it sounds very, very different in my head. Now, that's not to say I don't have workouts where I think, I'm dying, but I recognize those thoughts because I've trained myself to pay attention. And I've done that in large part by just noticing when I'm being negative. Journaling has helped me tremendously with this. But when I notice that, or when I'm struggling in a workout, when instead of thinking, I don't know if I can do this, oh my God, is it over yet? I choose to redirect my thoughts to, I don't stop. I am stronger than I know, and this is a chance to see just how strong I am. This is a mental test more than a physical one. I don't stop. I don't slow down. When it gets hard, that's my starting line. I see how much more I can do at that point. I don't stop. I don't give up. I don't give in. This is a mental test, not a physical one. And that has become my new truth. That pushes me forward. Both messages are true in the moment, but you get to choose which one. I'm sure you've heard the quote from Henry Ford, whether you think you can or you think you can't, either way, you're right. This is the same thing. The lies you tell yourself or the truths you tell yourself, either way, they become your truth. If they're not true, they'll become true. If they are true, you're not changing them because we inform our action, we train our brain with our thoughts. So pay attention, slow down. Journaling is a powerful way to do this. Meditation is a powerful way to do this. Ask yourself, is this pattern of thought? Is this an instruction I want to give? Is this setting me up for success, or is this holding me back? You get to choose, and it is a powerful, powerful choice. It's a practice, like anything, but the more you practice, the more you strengthen that pathway, the more it becomes and the more quickly it becomes your standard operating procedure. Want to just let you guys know that over the next couple weeks, you're going to be hearing on the podcast a lot of conversations that I am having with my current clients, meaning they will be on the show. And these are people who are deep in the trenches of creating meaningful change in all areas of their lives. So you're going to hear from some men, some women, some moms, you name it, all walks of life. And you're going to hear about how they are currently creating success in their lives. And this is not just fat loss. It's also fitness. It is also mindset. It is relationships, parenting, all sorts of wins. And we're going to talk about exactly how they are creating these changes, because for most of them, like me, they tried and tried and tried and were never really successful. And now they've sort of opened up a new chapter of their lives where they are creating sustained success. And we're going to talk about how they are doing that. And we're also going to talk about where they're struggling right now. What isn't working so well? And I'm going to coach them through and let you hear the process of how they can start to take control in that area and make their weaknesses strengths. And I'm going to be sharing you these conversations with you because, number one, I think they'll really help you. And I think hearing from people other than me resonates differently with different folks. Like for the gentleman listeners, when you hear a guy talking about how he is incorporating many of these strategies into his life and creating meaningful change, same thing for moms. When you hear from another mom how she's making it work with a gaggle of kids and a job and whatever else, I think that's really valuable. And the other reason, just to be totally frank, because I'm not trying to hide anything from you guys, the other reason I'm sharing this is because they are all members of the Fat Loss Fast Track. Some of them for the first time, some of them are going through their second or their third round. And we have a Summer Fat Loss Fast Track kicking off on July 9th. Registration opens up the week of June 19th to the waitlist. And I know how transformative these 12 weeks can be when folks get in and trust the process and do the work. So I want you to hear some of the stories from people who are actively doing that and give you an opportunity to give this some real thought in case it is something you want to take on for this summer session. Again, it kicks off on Sunday, July 9th, but I will be opening up registration to the waitlist the week of June 19th. So just a couple of days from now. You can get on the waitlist, so you have your first shot at joining up and getting all of that information. You can join the waitlist by going to the show notes for this episode over on primalpotential.com, or you can just go to primalpotential.com/shop, S-H-O-P, and click on Fat Loss Fast Track. That'll take you to the waitlist. We do limit enrollment in the Fat Loss Fast Track so that I can respond to every person's emails and questions. So it is first come, first serve. Best way to get your spot is to be on the waitlist. So definitely stay tuned for those episodes featuring my current clients, because they are transforming in so many ways, and they share honestly about what has worked really well for them from a strategy standpoint. And then we also talk through what's really hard and how to overcome those challenges. So those episodes will be coming here in the next couple of episodes. Stay tuned and let me know if you have any questions about the Summer Fat Loss Fast Track. Talk to you guys soon. Have a great day. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.